Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, and we're going to put our finger on verse 14. Let's go. I'll be sharing from the King James Version Bible. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Well, we are on episode 23, and today we're going to continue to talk about creating with God in blood covenant. And it's here that we have taken scriptures that we all know and love, and we purposefully study the elements of blood covenant so that we can not only live a life of victory, but learn how to create with God in blood covenant. Here we see that the Apostle Paul says we are made partakers of Christ. Now, this word made has everything to do with the idea of creating with God. And as we look at this word made, it has everything to do with the ability to generate, to become, to appear on the scene, to be divided, to be fulfilled, to grow, to join as one, and so much more. And what it all boils down to is that when God makes something to come into being, it is joined together as one through the elements of blood covenant. Blood, water, spirit. We learned in the beginning God created heaven and earth. The word create means to cut. The word made, we are made partakers to cut. In the beginning, God created not only to cut, but to shape, to form. Here we see that we are made, we are shaped, we are formed. In the beginning, God created. The word create means to exchange the elements of liquid or blood and water and spirit. So we are made through the elements of blood covenant. Blood makes us one. But at the same time, blood creates, blood shapes, blood forms, blood cuts. That's why the word divide is used, because the blood covenant of God separates or divides from what into how it's being created. And it can only be seen in the blood. So when we are made, we were made in secret, shaped in secret, formed in secret, joined together as one in secret. And it's an eternal covenant, meaning that as we simply recognize our position of rest, how we are born into God and made one, it is there that blood is the secret to release all of the source of God and the kingdom of God into our lives. But see, it says we are made not only through blood, but we are made through the water or life that's in the blood. Here's how it works. Blood makes one, blood creates, blood shapes, blood cuts, blood causes something to appear in secret, what's on the heart and mind of God that He desires to create. And when complete, the blood is a door that opens life. And here's the neat thing about life. Life causes what is made in secret to appear in open. That's why this word made or generate, we were made partakers of Christ. This word made has everything to do with to finish, to fulfill, to join, to cause to appear, to be done. Isn't that amazing? We are made partakers. So once we appear in life, that's when the Holy Spirit, the third element, takes of the Father to polish what is created or to give evidence of His testimony through blood, to give evidence of what He's saying, of what He's doing through blood. And that's why Jesus is our blood covenant. So the Holy Spirit not only takes of the Father to reveal to the disciple through blood, through water, through Christ in us, but the Holy Spirit takes of Jesus through blood, through water, to bear record, to give evidence of, to create with God and reveal it in our lives. We are made partakers. So the word made has everything to do with how God created and joined together as one what God wanted to create in blood covenant. Genomai is the Greek word. Now, keep your finger on this verse because we're going to come back next time around. And today I just want us to share this in our secret place. Meditate on creating with God in blood covenant. And in order to do so, we need to learn how God joined together everything that He desired to make in this pattern. So thanks for listening in today. Put your finger on wherever you heard this podcast. Maybe bookmark it. Share it in your secret place as we steal away, steal away, steal away with Jesus today. Amen. I'm Sister Laura. Thanks for listening.